This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
Hello, 5 o'clock recording.
I know. Hello, listeners. If you are watching us and it's after a certain time, join us.
I know. I don't know why I was shy about this. I've told you about how I like sip soups if I don't have time to work and lunch in between meetings. I hide my soups in this.
Keeps you sharp and on your toes. and a little loose. Like, it's always good to have that kind of like, you know, it's like we don't want to be too corporate, do we?
I know. How boring. How mundane.
I know, right?
I agree.
We want to talk a little bit about, we were thinking about what our next episode with the Anchor Show would be. And we got this idea,
Yes. You
had wrote this down and I was like, gosh, this is really top of mind. This idea of like why clients often undervalue graphic design or our role, you know,
in
what we do. What made you even like consider it? Was it just top of mind with you or looking into topics?
No, I actually did. I almost always look into topics
with
my feeds or whatever I obtain.
Yeah.
And this was not one of them. It was top of mind because oftentimes I'm having to explain and then substantiate why they've hired me, even under the circumstance from which they've already supplied me 50% down. Like, I feel like I'm consistently having to remind prospects or an existing client about what I serve, why we're here, why you opted to get in touch in the first place.
Yeah.
And to be fair, this is not to minimize the area of expertise that oftentimes these clients come from, because how are they to know unless we tell them?
Yeah,
they may know that they need marketing assistance to an extent, but they don't know why. They know they don't have the proficiency to get in and dabble with the Adobe applications, for example, that we're in every day all day, but they need a nudge, if not more, about why the established business relationship that we've embarked on is useful altogether. And even if they think that they have an understanding, it's always good to initiate that conversation nonetheless. And of course, those conversations will vary depending on the account. I always find it's good to jumpstart any kickoff meeting in this manner. And it's not to approach it with the I'll bet you have no idea type of attitude. It's to share professionally why they will experience ROI that they haven't up until the point that we start to exercise deliverables. And I actually have partnered with a UX designer specifically that ran numbers and provided data that legitimized before and after of that relationship, which I should get my hands on again, because that might be useful as a follow-up to share now that we're running video with these episodes.
Oh yeah, because and just sharing a good visual of those things as well, I think that's great. I think a lot of times designers don't have that data, or they might not have access to it. Even if the client tells you, hey, it's doing great. Like how great? Like you want to, might feel uncomfortable asking those things sometimes, right?
And how many, I just had this type of engagement with a lead in a virtual meeting where the point of contact for the company says, well, once SEO practice, with SEO practices, once I start to see our revenue increase, that will be the point where I'm going to be able to dish out a number of areas that we need assistance with. Like, they need to be proven first in order to provide a retaining relationship with the vendor to recognize that it's worth, that's well worth it.
Yeah. The value's there. The value. I think if I've learned over, like when you said this, I was thinking about it the other day, thinking like, what, again, like, very similar to what you said. Why am I constantly having to prove or renew
that? It can be a little
that,
exhausting, honestly.
Like, renew that, like, hey, don't forget, we're here with some value and some insight, and you're hiring us to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And
have you ever heard them say something like, how are we supposed to do that? Where you have to say, that's the creative challenge of
exactly.
this. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
That's not your job. Let me do my thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like you said too, I think in some of the notes, like, isn't graphic design easy? That is one
if
of
I
the...
hear somebody say copy and paste one more time to describe what we do.
Yeah. Or push some pixels and get it ready. Like, that's why I hate that one.
Yeah.
I do want to say that, like, as you, every job, I think you obviously gain more knowledge, more strength, more conviction to prove that up front. And I'm trying my best to lay it out so strong before signatures and before the green light. So I feel like maybe I get a little less of the pushback later. You know what I mean?
Because
we're doing so much up
that's
front.
That's good planning.
Yeah. And even today, I've had two incidents where one was a pitch to present kind of the first leg of onboarding, right? With a new client.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was when I'm in the fourth conversation of onboarding. And I'm going, I haven't been able to prove my value here.
If they're not feeling confident themselves at this point in the game.
But the thing is they haven't launched and they have a brand made already. And it is being cautious about, I don't want to like get too much into it, but let's say you were making a new donut shop and your brand looks exactly like your number one competitor, Dunkin' Donuts, and you're okay with it. Why would you follow rather than lead? And I've been trying to explain my value that we're going to give you something from scratch. You can't ride the coattails of another brand. And so my red flags were going up, going, how is this going to go if we do sign on? And they're this attached to something that looks so similar to your major competition. I don't know if this is the right. So it's a good red flag to talk about this more upfront before you get into the signed thing, and then you're stuck, right? And then you might have to back out, and you don't want to have to do that, right? So
yeah, forecast, see it ahead of time. So did you? You said the fourth onboarding.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you at now?
We convinced them today that you got to start from scratch. They wanted to maybe like fine tune what they currently have because they're very attached to it. But here's my best tip, or first tip I could say in this whole conversation, is when you are presenting these things and trying to prove your worth and everything else about it, and it gets them out of the driver's seat a little bit too, is put all of your collateral, all of your attention and everything you're writing about to the end consumer. They are the ones making the decision on, are they hitting purchase, buy, you know, whatever, right? And in all jobs that we do, the consumer is going to tell you if it's doing good or not. The person who owns the company is never going to be the consumer.
No.
So it eliminates that personal preference.
Right.
If you really zero in on who is the main consumer, and let's cater to them and build. And then today I even show them what I have as my principles, but I changed it before to commandments because I was like, this should be religion, right? This should be like
commandments,
right? So if we agree on all this and then build your brand, I said to them too, like, when you are in a meeting and I'm not there and it's just your team, you have these guiding principles or commandments to make decisions down the road and not let your personal preference come in. And wouldn't that be great to say like, oh, that's because Nick gave us these. That's because Mikkel and her team gave us these. Like, there's your value and there's your being more kind of respected by them even when you're not there. So does it, you know, like those are those tools. I'm starting to find the things that like I'm going to put into my content and materials that really, really stress that.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Yeah, I like it. That's great. Good practice.
So it's getting there.
But it's also reading the room. Like, no two accounts will be the same in that realm. So, and after the fourth onboarding meeting, you gain a sense. That's for sure.
Yeah, and it was do or die because I was like, if it doesn't happen now,
really?
Yeah, and I think you know, like, don't you know how you have that certain amount of things you want to show them before signing on, and then you reveal, and then once you get that, it's Wizard of Oz, right? Open those curtains. Who's behind? We'll show you the secret sauce now.
Right.
That's what I was trying. Yeah,
very interesting.
You know?
But I love that commandments. That's the best.
Right. Why not? Like, it just makes sense. And it sounds more like a command than obviously a suggestion.
Right.
And so the value thing and putting that up front, I think is really, really good. What do you think about perception even before they've met you? Like, what could you do before they meet you to accelerate or get them on that side already? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's so, what would you do?
I have been in the position before where I've taken not necessarily the most challenging portfolio experience under my belt, but one that was a startup perhaps that came a long way and I saw it from start to finish. And there is a cohesive collective menu of deliverables that jive with one another. And I can share merch, website, collateral, all of the pieces, those showcasing that and sharing my screen and saying this, you could be in this spot by the time we are through.
Great.
Is a good selling point. And that helps. Examples run so far because then they see, even if it's not in their market space and they're not in the same industry, but they're seeing visual examples of what we serve and what we do and the practices we exercise, they start to pinpoint, oh, I know what she can do for us, therefore.
Yeah.
And they can start shedding some light on their own brand and on their own product. And that really has helped me along the way. Now, for somebody else in a completely different market space, if I gather he or she's a real talker and they just need to hear me talk all the same, I may decide not to showcase anything and share my screen. They just need to hear me babble.
Yeah. That's
and I
true.
Need to choose my words very wisely.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Today was like going from one extreme to the other. And like, sometimes I'm surprised going like, oh, I'm on that track right now. And thank God the words coming out of my mouth are working for that.
Or haven't you noticed like it's a different level of presentation where you're having to pivot as needed on the fly.
Totally. I bet everyone listening can agree on that. And like,
I didn't have any course in school that went through this stuff.
And you can't teach. You can't teach. Trust me, you can't teach that.
Yeah,
you,
that's true.
You have to go through the ringer, and you've got to go through these.
Yeah,
all these different stages of your comfort level and your how daring you'll be with stuff. Like I get to the point where I'm like, I'm being really bullish about what I say sometimes, because it's like, cut to the freaking chase. Let's go. Like, I don't.
Yeah. Let's not dance anymore.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to get in that world of a fourth onboarding call again, but
yeah,
you know, maybe if I was a little more, like,
but you know what they're
clear.
Not going to tell us? They're not going to say if they're at onboarding meeting 3 or 4 with another firm, agency, or independent vendor.
True.
That they're trying to get buy off from either.
They're not sharing
that.
Well, I know on this one there is not. There is no other.
Okay.
Because they're good. There's a advocate in between who is pushing for this to happen. If it wasn't for that person, the company would be just fine with the lame brand they have already. So it was like persuasion, and then it was more like, how far will I go to make sure this is inked? And I wanted to throw in the towel a few times, and I remember going like,
did the role of the advocate get a sense for that?
Oh yeah, we talk candidly, and we've worked together for a long time. And so, and we help each other, their business. They help my business in a way, like we're that connection. But, what I love about it is like, it's a
giver's gain.
Walk me off the ledge a few times. Cause I was like, I'm getting a lot of the signs here. And I'm like, why am I not proving my value already? But I realized it was because it was just a personal connection to what they've already created. And then you have to think, they're not in our world. They're not in our industry.
Yeah.
And I think that's another big point, you know?
And wonderful to have that in between. Because otherwise, if there's not that trusted individual between the two parties.
Yeah.
Not to mention that it's working.
Yeah.
The communication is working.
Yeah.
Because were you aware of the conversations that individual was your connection was having with the prospect all the same on the side?
Yeah. Pretty much. You know,
we
were all very open, and it was good conversations. It was, in some cases, it was very educational on both sides. But I think one thing we always talk about is that educate your client, get them to understand why. And give them a few examples of to back it up in a lot of ways. And so what I was trying to say was I had a few things ready to show that were like other brands who have done great jobs in all the little things that we were trying to show value of.
Yeah.
So educating them to understand that this is strategy. This is science in a way. There is something here. It's psychology. It's all of these things. And don't you want to start right? Because, I have about 4 or 5 catchphrases I love to say, and one of my favorite ones is you could always do something over and over again, but you can never do it right the first time, you know. And it's like everyone will make it 9 attempts because they'll do it half-assed, but if you do it right, you could land it on the first try. And I was trying to say with this, why aren't we doing that? I realized maybe it was just a language barrier. Maybe it was just they haven't gone through this yet. Let me take them through how I do it. And could that show the value? And it left so positive. And they were just
that's great.
We finally understand.
It's interesting what comes with not being hungry for the work too. This isn't 20 plus years ago where we're taking anything under the sun. So
yeah,
what comes with that is this level of transparency where I have these instances where I just let it all hang out there.
Yeah.
And I have this catchphrase that I use myself that is better than yesterday, because I will look at showcasing some of my work from 3+ years ago. And would I do it differently now? Hell yes. And I share that with them.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And it's the setting boundaries. It's the not being taken advantage of as well. Right.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be in that position. And I know that those years of when you're like, I'll say yes to everything, but you still could be without the even thought of like saying no. It's just, you're like, I need this one. You still can do these practices
and
get better and better each time.
Yeah.
Because we're salespeople.
We're actually feeling what we're what we're verbally contributing right yes. now. But in the days that that was not the case, you can still practice these verbal exercises to convey that confidence.
Yeah. Oh,
it works. Totally. It works far better when it's fully yeah. honest and transparent.
Yeah. I'll do talking points maybe off to the side.
Sure.
I'll have a note file.
Yeah, no, that's
open.
Good. Me too. Me too.
But you know, isn't it interesting sometimes when you think of, you're like, oh, I'm going to say this in that call. And then you're like, 2 minutes later, you're like, what did I just think of? So you're like, yeah. Now I'm just like, I will write it down. And I think those are great. I do it in like almost like shorthand. So it's
yeah,
not,
I think that's best.
Right. And it's just keywords.
So you're not reading verbatim yeah. what you've done. Yeah, that's always a
think.
Good. Oh, totally. Totally. So another thing that I wanted to share yeah. about this topic just in general is that there's a way to approach these areas that you know they don't know without being demeaning. Like,
ooh, yeah.
Here, like, you would never come out and say, you're questioning, if not already undervaluing this area of mm-hmm. my practice. You can share. Well, let me just share a little bit of the backstory of what a success story looks like yes. with an organization like your own. Share the nuance of being experienced, not just with their type of brand or product, and that you've got experience with it already, but that I know what I can do with you in a professional manner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because let's be honest, Nick, the notes that I shared with you today is they don't realize this. They don't view that. They don't understand this. They don't grasp that, which can feel demeaning, but in essence, you would never call that out. You would never call that out on everybody. You would never show up at a party and be like, listen, I'm not getting this sense that you really understand why I'm here, or you really know yeah. the benefit of us becoming friends. Like,
well, let's do translation. So how would you say to them, they don't, this would be great to say right to the client. You don't understand how long it takes. What's the translation?
The translation is,
yeah,
let me share with you what is the standard level of time or go. Number of phases that projects like this typically take.
Yes.
And if you can exemplify in addition to that data and information, great. Yeah. I know.
I love it.
Let's just be honest. I mean, listeners, I treat Nick like a BFF when I'm sending him my notes. I just like, they don't do this. They don't do that. But I know we got to shift that talk a little bit, right?
And here's a graphic of her notes right now. But you're right, because it's like shorthand. It's like,
yeah.
Get the thought out, be raw, because let's face it. I mean, we're all talking to each other here and we're trying to help each other and share these little stories. And you're right. Like, but that is the nucleus of that issue. If they do not know how long it takes, and you would never say it to them in that way, because of frustration or just like, oh, this has got to, how do we close this? Or how do we yeah. solve this situation?
Yeah.
What you just said is perfect. Or a visual. I've been showing a
visuals
timeline
really
of
help
the process.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right. Because like that, I don't know what it is about, like, proof is in the pudding or in the print or whatever you want to call it, but like, showing a visual,
yeah,
man, you're like,
you know,
it's
what?
Real.
On that show with Chelsea recently, she was sharing how she indicates with her 6-year-old daughter,
yeah,
how she explains what she does for a living, because, and neither does my daughter. She's going to be 5. She doesn't grasp exactly what I do. She just yeah. comes in here and she sees these pretty colors on my iMac and is like, oh, what yeah. are you working on? I may not even get that. I may even go, oh, that yeah. looks good, Mom. And then she wants to know what's for breakfast. So Chelsea did share. She indicates that there are companies that pay her for her ideas. And I thought, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not share that with a prospect?
Well, that proves your whole point right there, right?
Like, exactly. Isn't that interesting?
It defaults. Well, you're hired for just your consultancy. Like, you must know something, Mikkel.
Well, exactly. But this is not their area of expertise. We have ideas in the realm of what they need for marketing support. Retail merchandise support. I know that I'm not saying that collectively on behalf of all creatives. However, if they knew all the ideas, we'd be out of a job.
True. Yeah.
So why not spell that out to help them understand?
Yeah. That could be right at the forefront of your website and your outreach or whatever. Is that like it is?
I like it.
I'm a problem solver. I get the best insight from what I put in my class, and I write these headlines for the students, and I look at it and I go, that's going on my website tomorrow. Like, honestly.
Oh, that's very sweet.
This idea that we are problem solvers, you're solving a problem, and the problem and
the strategy is a big aid
to them. And then
I know.
Storytelling. I love those two things.
I've been in such heated discussions where they're saying, I couldn't do it. I know I need you because I didn't go to school to get in and prepare these creative design. But in my mind, I'm thinking halfway through what their general point is.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, wait, but I only get in and dapple with the Adobe applications after I've strategized and discovered how to manifest your brand altogether, how to manifest your product altogether. You're not just going to go in and wing it. Like that comprises 50%, if not less, of the job.
Yes, of course.
Like, but they don't see it that way. There's all these phases prior to hitting the canvas board that are not recognized.
Yeah. I wonder too, like maybe I'm trying to think of all the ammo that we can put in this little toolbox that will solve these problems. One is like obviously testimonials.
Yeah, I like that.
And things. Second is kind of like obviously your verbiage and everything that's on your current website or what you put out as collateral, or if you're cold calling and going after a dream client or whatever it might be. So it's almost like play that role as much as possible. You know, it's like, wherever you have a touch point with them, make sure it's very much like what you said. It's not that you didn't go to school to learn what I did. We've learned 90% of our core competency after school, after graduation, in our work experience.
That client relationship component is
right. Because I can see you can see the difference in a young designer that's super hungry and
cranking out production.
Yeah.
More so.
And then they're not part of business, they're not part of decisions, they're not part of budgets or whatever. But the minute that starts creeping into whatever your job is in this industry, now all of a sudden you're understanding compromise, you're understanding how to turn bad news into good news, like all these little magic things that I think we do that make us successful, make us running a business and everything. And then finding a way to funnel that into your messaging and everything. Like I remember when my first client who I had for like 8 years, I asked for a testimonial and he goes, do you mean you're looking for new clients? I said, of course I am. I'm always looking. He goes, we don't want you with anybody else. He's like, you're our secret weapon. And I was like,
that's interesting. Oh, that's wonderful. What if you had let him know that their experience was something that you wanted to highlight for your portfolio as opposed to seeking.
Oh, but why else would you be doing that? You'd be doing it for
exposure
and throwing confidence out to anybody looking at hiring you. Oh,
yeah.
I think it was more of a selfish joke the way he said it. You know, it was like, you know, just more like,
but that's so sweet. But there was honesty in there for sure.
Oh, totally. Yeah, totally. Right.
Secret weapon. That's the best.
And so like, if you want to, if you're looking for those ways, I think to
talk about Talk about buzz phrases.
Oh gosh. Nick? I wanted to change my studio. I was like,
totally.
Secret Weapon Design Studio.
I love it.
It's like, screw the last name.
That's really sweet. That's really sweet.
But it was really eye-opening, because I think also, hey, for everyone that makes you feel this and makes you feel that, why aren't they valuing my, why? I could say there's three or four that it has worked. And I'm sure everyone listening will be like, you've got those clients that you've proven yourself to, and it's worked, and they're over that hump and they don't challenge you anymore, or they challenge you very little because you're in sync. Just think of all those moments, those tipping points in that relationship that got you there,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
think of a compliment you might've got in, or at a certain point with a client, and you're like, whoa, like that's a confidence booster right there. I'll remember that.
A little sideways from obtaining clientele,
yeah.
but rather gaining from not getting the account. Does that sound backwards? This is recently in my experience, and it just happened with this email that I got late last night. And it was about going a different direction with a different partner, because I don't have somebody specifically that works SEO.
Gotcha.
And she needed SEO design development, but SEO being really primary. But over the course of three separate onboarding meetings that were scheduled for 30 minutes and went for 90, by the way.
Yeah.
She has such a good sense for what I do, the way that I speak, how I present, and my level of transparency, that, do you know what? I wasn't going to fake my way through an SEO project, by the way. That's a no-no.
Don't want to do that.
And second to that, she and I will be in touch. I know that I left such a good taste in the mouth that, and same with me, it was a
mutual
good connection.
Yeah.
And I know that in the event that she gets in touch with me come Q4 of this year, I'm going to be like, yeah, let's ramp it up. Let's do this. Newsletter. Got it.
There
okay,
you go.
Let's do right. it. Yeah. I, it's interesting. Now, am I able to share this, you know, good experience without gaining the client because I'm not hungry? Of course. It took a long time to get here.
Yeah.
However, it's worth noting those onboarding experiences that are good nonetheless, in case that connection needs to ramp up. She knows my name is at the ready. She knows what I do. She knows my level of expertise. She knows how to get in touch with me once she sees a level of ROI to start creatives for a number of items. That's a good thing. Now, we've already had a foundation, right? We don't need to start at point zero again. Yeah, I just feel I feel pretty confident about
there's no
that
waste,
type
there
of
was
scenario.
No wasted energy, right? Like,
yeah, it does. It doesn't feel that way. And usually I have a good sense for that. I'm sure you do too by now. Like, you know those people that are just saying this and that as a goodbye. You gather.
You're like, I'll never hear from these people again.
You gather, you won't hear from them again. Yeah.
But the ones, then those ones that you have a great one like that, and even if it's a send off, when that email comes through, you're like, I knew that was going to happen. I knew it. Like,
it's interesting.
Yeah.
I can't tell you if it will be 3 months from now or nine, but it was great. I just have that one area.
Mm-hmm.
That they're seeking that I'm not going to lie my way through.
But it's good that it worked that way, because
I think
it could have been a disaster, or even just a simple
no doubt.
Like if it did go through. So a lot of times
I'm with you.
It's what's that term? You know, it happens for a reason, basically.
Yes.
But the better fit down the road, boom, you're first in line.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
it's a call to you. You know,
but you know what? She was so pretty and nice in closing. I actually had Jason read the message. I'm like, so am I fired? Did I get it? Should I, what do I say?
Oh my God.
She was so She was so grateful, and she wanted to collaborate, but it's that one area that I can't, we're not going to fake it. She's not going to fake it. And I'm not either. So so that was another area that just demonstrated that, you know, she was even disappointed herself.
Yeah.
Like, it was a good, I can't say that I've had that a ton, Nick.
No, those are rare. I think those are very rare, because it's like, to get someone on the other end like that, you know, you're going to be open to any possible opportunity later down the road. But for someone to, there's just a chemistry, and
that's
and,
what it was.
Right. And it's like, I gotta go back when pretty the early. Timing is right.
Now, female to female, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not shy about saying bitch to bitch, you know, something oftentimes will not work out that way. You're butting heads. There's ego True. Involved. Like,
oh yeah.
Oh, it was so refreshing. It wasn't going to be that way. I was really kind of fired up. So anyway, that's another part of it. You know, the chemistry that you were speaking to just a moment. Yeah. Are guys like that, by the way? Do you ever gain a sense that there's like this chip on the shoulder bullshit from the very start?
All kinds. All kinds have the good, the bad, and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
You know, you could have the best conversation, and it could, I don't even think it has to do with that any longer. It's just more like, what's their experience? What's their role? Are they valued somewhere? If they're not, guess what? Then that ego accelerates the person. I've met them of all shapes and sizes and kinds. So it's kind of like, it's just chance that you and someone else like-minded have a moment. And of course And I love even when it's someone that is, and it's not in the world of prospecting, and it's just someone that you might know in a circle, and you realize, God, what a shame that there's no way for us to work together. We'd be so awesome on a team.
And the one like, chance, I know.
We're in totally different things. But then I'll be like, the minute you need something that's designed where I'm like, you know, I'm the person.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I think it might be interesting to delve into that a little bit deeper. I think I have gotten so many DMs from listeners. I appreciate this so much. When everybody's like, can you just share some examples? I know you can't get into a great amount of detail.
Yeah.
With clientele, product type, brand name, anything like that. But it helps so much when we exemplify. So it might be interesting to run a little bit of a case study like episode where you've got a couple, I've got a couple, and we talk through these areas.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many.
I mean, we kind of do that anyway, but I mean, a little bit more specific where you've got your one, then I go, then you go, then I go. Yeah, that might be interesting.
And then again, you know, what are the lessons learned with each one to highlight? Because I think those are where we each get them, and you pocket it away, whatever that lesson is, and it's there for the next time.
Let's do it.
Let's share them. I think it'd be a really, a cool little kind of like,
let's have it in rotation.
Continuation.
Yeah. Live brainstorm.
Oh my God.
I really think that would be cool to have that in rotation, because we have our longstanding, but we've got these newbies coming into play too. So it's excellent to discuss those. It keeps us warm and on our toes. So that might be really, really, really neat to rotate in and out of.
Oh, and there's so many now that I think have gone our years past that I'd have no problem talking about. I'll name names.
Oh, that's very true. There's been enough time
kidding. But well, like,
but that's interesting. Ones, you can disclose a little bit more, perhaps. It's a little bit more comfortable without name dropping.
And there's so much potential for these crazy situations. I'm sure you've probably seen it some with your clients. I'm seeing some of my clients being bought, being sold.
Isn't it weird? Acquisitions, merging, merges.
Acquisition. And how do you handle those things if you make it through the transition and everything else?
I have a lot to share about that.
Right?
Yep.
Because it's like, there's just a lot of vulnerability. It's very hard to run a business. And I don't know about you too, but I know we talked about this before, but I'd say in the last 2 years, 50% of my clients are brand new to business. Like, they started their businesses in this time of like, now's the time, start a business, do whatever, you know, whatever. But with the economy and everything else.
So those are all startups for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is such fun work.
Those people that are like, I've been making this salsa for 20 years. How about I try to put it on the market.
Amazing. Like, that's amazing.
And these are people that risk it all. And those are the people I just love working with. So maybe another tip to this topic today is know your industries and know your things. Uh-huh. When someone comes to me and they're making a food or beverage thing, I have very much dove deep into a lot of that stuff about ingredients and food science and all this stuff. And what are the things that the industry is looking for right now? What are the ingredients to avoid? And a lot of them don't know that too. So to your point, I'm a consultant in that industry because I'm so in it and I can help them with those things too. So that's proving your value right there.
That for sure is. I recently had that experience too. And then there was a concern on their end about conflict of interest, therefore. Yeah. And if you are working with a direct competitor, how can we be sure that you're not going to run and overlap a style approach that and repurpose it for me?
Yeah. I mean,
that's worth discussing. Probably.
I do have something in my contract that says, you know, everything is an isolated island, you know, every client kind of thing. But also clients might ask us to sign those things saying everything we work with will not be shared with any kind of person,
and
regardless of competitor or not. Because it's their, it's their proprietary kind of stuff. And you will get exposure to those things. So bring it up first. Bring that up. There's another trust builder. If that's in your contract and you say, and vice versa, oh my God, sometimes they might feel weird asking that of you, you know, how do you feel about signing a non-disclosure agreement? I'm like, I'll sign a lifetime one with you right now. Like I don't share.
That's not atypical. That's in fact, it could be a little bit suspicious if that's not a part of.
Totally. I have outstanding ones I have verbal ones.
Or how about
people
this?
Too.
Yeah. Nick, so that conversation ended up being after a good in person, by the way. I need you to be willing to rid that account that I'm worried about and come and support us only.
Then it's up to you to kind of weigh the options, but
I ended up saying it would have been far more beneficial if you had start this hour and a half long meeting together.
True.
With that thought, I had no idea that that was your inclination. And by no means am I willing to give up that loyal relationship. Have wish you luck.
Yeah. And I hope that tells you I would have done the same with you if the tables were turned. If some other client was telling me to get rid of you.
Yeah.
I'm dedicated. I am connected.
Talk about
to
a level of respect, right?
Ooh. But you know, let's be honest. Like never say never. Because like, what if they're tenfold? And and that new company allows you to grow and hire two more people.
I know. I hear that. I do.
So it's a case per case kind of thing there.
It is. It is.
But I think let's definitely put that on the table for the kind of like behind the scenes and the stories of particular, not nightmares, but you know, those moments with previous stuff. That would be a fun one to kind of explore as well. So killer. And if you guys have any really good information or advice on this one,
please share.
Please jump it in on wherever you found this. And there's commenting on both the Spotify side, our YouTube channel where you can find this as well, and on Instagram where we're going to post the stuff for this as well. So let us know what you have dealt with. And let's build a rock solid
interactive. Yep. I love it.
There we go.
Love to learn about those other stories all the same.
All right, Mikhail. Well, we'll be pouring another one soon.
To you. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Thanks so much for watching, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you.